The sample mean, point estimation by example. We remember the sample and population mean. The population mean concerns a population which is possibly so large that we can never calculate the mean. The sample mean is calculated by selecting a random sample no larger than what we can investigate and calculate the mean from. The formula are the same. You add all the values up and divide by the number of values in the sum.
We will consider the sample mean in a little more depth. Each individual which you have selected for your sample is drawn at random. So the height or whatever property you want to observe is a random variable. So when you draw n individuals for your sample, you have n stochastic variable. That means that the sample mean is also a stochastic variable because it's a function of stochastic variables. So I've written it here with a capital X to denote the stochastic variable sample mean. Similarly, when you make an observation and calculate the sample mean, that leads to an observed sample mean, which I have here written with a lowercase x. Let's dwell a little bit on the jargon here and introduce the concept of a statistic. So a statistic is a function of the sample observations. The sample mean, as we have seen, is an example of such a statistic. You can write it as a function like this. When you have observed all the x1, x2, and so on, you can calculate the sum and arrive at the sample mean. As we know, each observation in statistics is the result of a random stochastic variable. So you have a stochastic variable, you make an observation, and you get the observed value. So that means that behind each xi in this sum, there is a stochastic variable. And the function of stochastic variables gives you a new stochastic variable. So we have a sample mean with the lowercase x, that's the observed sample mean. And then we have one with a capital X, that's the stochastic variable sample mean. The sample mean before you have actually observed and calculated it. So please remember this, the sample mean. Obviously, when you have a stochastic variable, you have a probability distribution. And you have a mean and you have a standard deviation and so on. So let's have a little look at the mean of the mean. The mean of the sample mean, that is. What is the expected value of E of capital X bar? So then we start with a definition. That's step one. You sum all the individuals and divide by the number of individuals. Step one. Now we remember that you draw each of the xi independently at random. So you have independence here. And it's a basic property of the expected value then that when you have a sum of independent variables, the expected value will be the sum of the individual expected values. The scalar factor here doesn't affect that property. Third observation we remember is that all of these xi are identically distributed, so they have the same mean. So we insert for the expected value mu, it's the same mu for everything, so we can simply multiply by the number of individuals instead of the sum. The two n's here cancel, and we arrive at mu. So the expected value of the sample mean is equal to the population mean. That's important to remember.
You roughly judge or calculate. A little more jargon for you. The word to estimate can be looked up and think of it as an approximate standard dictionary. It means to estimation, but there is a subtle difference, maybe to guess. You may want to, if X approximates Y, it means that the approximation error or difference between the two is small for certain. If you make an estimation and X is an estimate of Y, it means that the estimation error, the difference between X and Y, is probably small, but only probably, not certainly. In statistics, we use an estimator to make estimates. An estimator hat theta of a parameter theta is the statistic. That is a function of the sample observations. Thus, the estimator gives us a stochastic variable which we can observe. When we apply the function hat theta on sample observations, we get an estimate of theta. Let's round off with a few words on the sample mean as an estimator. The sample mean is an example of a particularly useful class of estimators, namely unbiased estimators. That means that the expected value of the estimator is equal to the value it tries to estimate. So the sample mean is an unbiased estimator of the population mean mu, and that's important to remember. You should also remember that the sample mean bar capital X is a stochastic variable, and the observed value bar of lowercase x is an estimate of mu. So we distinguish between estimates and estimators. Thank you.